Protests of the national anthem on the part of some football players have been continuing to have a negative impact on the NFL. Hello, welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. We're going to talk about this right now with Jarrett Steppen, who writes for Heritage, heritage.org. And Jarrett, so great to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure, and your stuff is seen also in the dailysignal.com, which is a part of Heritage, right?
That's correct. You can check it out on dailysignal.com.
Okay, that's the website you'd prefer us to steer people to. All right, that's fine. But
yep.
It's all part of the Heritage Foundation. Okay, so let's get to it. Who would have thought that one man's protest about a year ago on behalf of social justice, I'll put that in quotes, would actually have a negative impact on this billion-dollar or multi-billion-dollar franchise, the NFL?
Yes, I mean, many billions of dollars. In 2016 alone, this is a business that raked in over $14 billion. It is a mega business in the United States. And frankly, it's one that unites many Americans over what is a shared tradition, a shared passion and pastime, something that so many enjoy, which is the NFL. Americans, at one point, of all political stripes, of course, and many different backgrounds, unfortunately, today, I think things have changed in just a year's time. This has become really a lightning rod in a culture war in America that, a lot of people are very upset with. They're upset that the league that once was a favorite pastime for them is now becoming a political hot button. And a lot of people are tuning out of this game that they used to watch. The NFL used to be one of the most favorite sports in the United States. In the polls now, it has dropped in favorability below most major sports, including baseball and basketball and many others. So in a very short amount of time, the NFL went from being this uniting passion for many Americans to a very divided and sport fraught with a lot of controversy.
Okay, tell us about Colin Kaepernick, former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and his protest. What's his beef?
Well, Kaepernick initially kneeled for the national anthem last season, and really this was a protest about what he thought was a police brutality, and he thought was the problem with the justice system in America. And while some say that his protests were respectful, others would say that he went out of his way to attack the police. He, at one point on the field, he wore socks that depicted police as pigs. And he also had some very conflicting messages. He wore a shirt at one press conference with a Fidel Castro meeting with Malcolm X. And Fidel Castro, of course, was not exactly favorable to civil rights or the rights of his citizens. So his message was, in many ways, a conflicted one. And I think his initial kneeling was really limited to him. But since that time, especially this season, other players have copied this and have decided to kneel or protest the national anthem en masse. So you're seeing entire teams kneel down or make some kind of protest. There was one incident where two teams had protested the national anthem at a game in London, even though they stood for the British national anthem.
Oh.
So you see this really explode in the sport over the last year.
Wow, that is amazing. And it's very divisive. But here's the thing that's fascinating to me. Somewhere along the lines, I was picking up the idea that one of the concerns that Kaepernick had was in reference to the murder, or the shooting, I should say, of Michael Brown. But there's two different stories told about that, and the one that's held up in the court of laws is that Michael Brown, who was shot in, and that was, he was, his shooting was the catalyst for the Ferguson riots in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. He was charging, apparently, the police officer and trying to grab the guy's gun, and the guy shot him in self-defense. And that, as I understand it, stood up in court of law. The original version, told by his buddy, Michael Brown's buddy, that has since been discredited, as I understand it, was the idea that Michael Brown had his hands up and was walking away from the officer, and then the officer shot him in the back in cold blood. Now, if that last story had been true, you could understand, wow, this is police injustice, and it's based on race. The cop who shot him was white, and the victim was black. But that's not the case. So if you please, wax eloquent about this.
Right. I think this really is the situation where the message gets out of control based on, well, frankly, the wrong facts. I mean, this idea that the police in this country are just institutionally inherently biased is created by some of these stories like this one, which, you know, over time they're proved to not be true. The kind of hands up, don't shoot movement kind of exploded out of this, out of based on incorrect facts. And unfortunately, once this distortion kind of gets out there, it had a tendency to spread. And of course, Kaepernick was a big part of the reason why this message became mainstream.
Okay. Now, as far as football players, it seems like a lot of them are taking a knee. And by the way, when we say taking a knee, that means they're not participating in the national anthem. It's my understanding, by the way, that 70% of professional football players in America are black.
Yes, for sure. And this is now starting to include a lot of teams. I mean, basically the entire team is kneeling down. It's not just one or two players in the sport. It is now spread through entire teams, and it's become a major hot, but it hasn't abated as the season has gone on. It hasn't just been a one-off protest. A lot of players say that they will continue to kneel as long as there's racism or prejudice in America, but the actual, what their solutions to these things are very, very nebulous. There's no suggestions as to what it'll take for them to start respecting the American flag again. Their message has been very nebulous based on what they say is police brutality or racism in the United States. And at this point, it doesn't seem like these protests are really going to back off. They're really going to stop. And the league, it's been a major headache for the league that unfortunately I think has allowed this problem to get out of hand and out of control and upset a lot of fans.
David Barton, I don't know if you know who he is, but he has noted that when players might have, you know, some sort of traditional or conservative type of message, if they wore, you know, socks or something like that, you know, in favor of traditional marriage or that kind of thing. Roger Goodell and the NFL said, oh, no, you know, that's not allowed, nothing political. And yet they did tolerate this protest.
It is a strange, and honestly, it shows that in some ways they have their finger on the button of a culture war. I mean, you know, there was just last year the Dallas Cowboys tried to have an event where players would honor the local police. That event was shut down by the league. There was another player who wanted to, on his socks, honor the victims of 9/11. That was also shut down by the league. This is a league that punishes players for celebrations in the end zone, for all manner of uniform violations and other things, and very small things, I might add. But this movement, they've gone out of their way to not only accept, but in some ways, you know, go out of their way to praise and say that, you know, we're going to allow the players to keep doing this. Now, of course, they're not happy when fans leave the stadium and fans protest and maybe they lose ratings and money, but it's certainly something where the league itself had choices of what to do here, and they chose to allow this to become a national phenomenon that's gripped most of the teams throughout the league.
How serious do you think is the fans' protest of the players' protests of the national anthem?
I think this is getting quite serious. It's pretty obvious from just seeing the ratings this year. I mean, just last week it showed that over this season there's been a 7.5% decline from last season, which there already have been decline in ratings for the NFL for a number of other reasons for sure, but it's clear that there is now a rapidly declining fan base for the NFL. And certainly fans have shown protests in other ways. There have been bars that have refused to play the games. There was even an incident in Jacksonville at a Jacksonville Jaguars game where a fan flew overhead with an airplane that, you know, basically attacked the kneeling movement. So this is something that's spread to a lot of fans. And there are a lot of diehards, people that have been with these teams for really a generation that have said, you know, I just don't have the passion for this game anymore. I'm tired of them disrespecting the national anthem, which means more to me than football, and I'm going to tune out. And I think this is becoming a real problem for the NFL and its future.
I've seen pictures of different stadiums, of different games, and normally they would be sold out and full, and the seats full, and they're half empty. or half full if you're an optimist.
There's definitely been a retreat. Again, this is a sport that at one time was seen to be the inevitable top dog in the American sports scenes. It had surpassed baseball. It had been above the NBA and basketball. And now to see half-empty stadiums, to see the ratings declines, on top of all the other issues that the NFL is facing right now with concussions, with sloppy play, this is becoming a very serious problem for them. And because they didn't nip this problem in the bud like some other sports have, like hockey, it's become a serious problem in which they're tuning out a lot of fans who were their most loyal supporters, were the people who showed up every Sunday and paid very high prices to go to these games, maybe out of very limited budgets.
Yeah.
So I think that the NFL has put itself in a very bad position for its future that I have to say is more questionable now than anybody could have imagined just a few years ago.
Yeah, and really, this is only about a year old as a story because, Colin Kaepernick began all this in the last year's season, correct? And so, in other words, around September or so of last year. Right? I mean,
that's
new.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is a very fast moving issue. And I think that, possibly at the result of all this is, people are going to start looking at the NFL. I mean, this is a league that rakes in enormous amounts of money, certainly from its business, but also rakes in a lot of public money for what it's doing. I think a lot of people don't understand how much taxpayers underwrite these stadiums, how much they are paying to have these, essentially millionaires and billionaires, put their stadiums and put their products out there. I mean, since, in the last two decades alone, over $7 billion of taxpayer money has flowed into these stadium projects and the NFL. So this is, I think a big issue that's going to come out of this is people are going to start to rethink the idea of, well, should we really be funding these millionaires and billionaires who honestly can't even be bothered to stand and respect our national anthem? Is that something that the taxpayers should be expected to fund?
Good question. London, you mentioned that was a fascinating contrast where you said most of the players, they took the knee, so to speak, against the U.S. national anthem, and then they honored the British. Do you remember what teams that was offhand? I mean, it was just...
It was a Jacksonville Jaguars in particular,
okay,
who occasionally play games there in London. I can't, off the top of my head, remember the other team. But there was something very stark about seeing American players in another country kneeling for the American national anthem, but not for the British, which is funny enough, is set to the tune of My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Oh.
Of course, in Britain, it's God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
The players may not have known that, but I feel there's something particularly galling to American fans, who, of course, are the primary fans of the NFL, to see that from the players that they watch every Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. What percentage, if you had to guess approximately what percentage of the NFL players now would you say protest the national anthem?
Just an eyeball test to somebody who watches these games and has observed this, I would say it's now reaching somewhere around 30% of the players.
Okay.
And there have been definitely different kinds of protests and different levels of disrespect. In fact, I think some of the worst was when one player, a running back for the Buffalo Bills, LeSean McCoy, didn't even just kneel for the anthem. He just continued to carry on his practices in a real sign of disrespect. This is something that happens almost every game we're seeing this year. It's something that the players are doing in mass. They're not stopping. And while the league has vacillated and saying, well, we're going to maybe think about having the players stand or maybe think about saying this is a good thing, they really haven't done much to stop what's happening. And I think that a lot of fans are just tuning out and giving up on the NFL, period.
Yeah, and who knows where this will be, let's say in a couple of years. Jarrett Stepman, thank you so much for being with us. TheDailySignal.com is where you can read Jarrett Stepman's stuff. Appreciate it. All the best, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.